How are you doing today? Are you excited to be as U.S. citizens? All right.
On this hot July morning, friends, family, and onlookers have gathered around a stage in Salt Lake City's Liberty Park to see these refugees become new Americans.
That I will support.
That I will support.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
And the laws.
And the laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
The ceremony is over and the party begins. It's a global marketplace. There are food tents, games, tabling nonprofits, and tents for different ethnic communities. There's close to 3,000 people here.
Yeah, so our staff works all year with a lot of partners to make this event happen. As you can see, it's just a huge undertaking. My name is Asha Parekh, and I'm the director of the Refugee Services Office for the Department of Workforce Services. So I think this is the fourth year that we've had the event at Liberty Park, and we've had it in other locations in a smaller format. I think, like I would say, it just on the simplest level, if you think about people who have lost everything, their homes, some of their family members, their friends, their communities, and then they're coming here. They're living in tents in some refugee camps, and then they come to Utah, and they are so happy to be here, and they're willing to work hard and try to, you know, start over and make a life. And my favorite thing is just talking to people about how grateful they are that we are helping them make this place their home. So their perspective about life is so different. And I think the lessons are that people who have experienced challenges and struggles have a lot to teach us. And we forget because we've got so much. We take it for granted and we miss the real lesson. So.
In the crowd, I find a well-dressed man with a beard. He just became a citizen.
My name is Shaheen Ahmed. I'm from Iraq, Baghdad. Oh, I left from Iraq in 2010, and then I applied at the UN in Turkey, and it took me for like about a year to become a refugee. And then I arrived here at February 2011. And I gone through a process to become a refugee, like through interviews and background check and all that. It's dangerous over there. It's hard to get, you know, a lot of jobs in a lot of cities. It's dangerous to get. It's like hard to get some cities like water, power. Like when I was back home, we had 3 generators just to get power because of the bombing and the terrorists going on. So what's here? It's for me. It's freedom. And like I told, there's a lot of opportunities. So no matter how old you are, you can go back to school and study and you know, get the degree you want.
There's a tent for the Somalian community with some trinkets on a table. A young girl wearing a colorful hijab helps her mother explain.
Okay, this, what's it called?
Deal.
So this is deal. They use it for like weddings to put as decorations for if they're getting married.
Oh.
And this one is for camels, so they put it around the camel's neck, so they will know if a camel's coming. Yeah, it's like a bell. Yeah.
So actually, I'm not the best at speaking Somali. I can understand it a lot, but it's since I'm around English so much, and like my school you speak English, like everywhere in the marketplace you speak English. You can really quickly forget your language, and that's something like I'm like sad about. I shouldn't have forgotten it, but I'll hopefully like pick it up again and learn it again. My name is Saida Dahir. Since there was a civil war in Somalia, my family needed to relocate somewhere. So we all moved to Kenya and we lived in a refugee camp. I was actually born in that refugee camp. And in 2003, when I was 3 years old, we finally got accepted to come to the United States, and I've been here ever since. I don't really have memories that like are distinct, but like I can remember some things, like the plane ride, like things like that I can remember.
So what has been your experience growing up here in Salt Lake?
Mm-hmm. So growing up here, it was completely different. When I was in like my church settings, I was like felt like home. There were so many Somali people, so many Muslim people. But then when we'd go to school, it was like I was out of place and things like that. So it took a lot of time to find where I belonged in the middle, because I was American, but I was Somali at the same time. So it's hard to find the middle ground. And since I was so young, I had to adapt really quickly. And it was basically my whole life has been here, so that's all I knew. So it was really hard balancing the two cultures, like being American and being Somali, but I figured out a way to blend them together.
One tent over is a Syrian community tent and a man in a wheelchair.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how long have you been in Utah?
I and my family in Utah, 1 year and 3 months.
And you came from Syria?
Yeah, from Syria, yes.
What was your experience like leaving Syria, coming here?
Another man translates for him.
So we left Syria because it's a war zone and it's been going on for 7 years.
How did you leave? Did you go through different countries like Turkey or other places just to come here?
I live in Jordan Kingdom in camp 3 years. Refugee 3 years in Jordan, yes.
What is your impression of life here in Utah?
شو انطباعك عن الحياة بيوتا؟
والله يعني أنا ما كان عندي فكرة مسبقة عن الشعب الأمريكي كلياً وعن الشعب بيوتا خاص.
I haven't had any previous knowledge or experience of the American people in general and in Utah in particular.
بس بعد ما اجيت لهون يعني كانت الناس يعني ثقافة أمريكا ثقافة رائعة، ثقافة المحبة وثقافة الألفة والاحتضان.
So what I found out is the culture, the American culture is a wonderful culture. It's a culture of love and acceptance and integration.
Yes. Okay. What are things? Is there anything that you miss from back home that you wish you had here?
الحقيقة أنا مشتاق لأمي ولعائلتي. بتمنى تكون أمي معي. وكل الذكريات اللي من 7 سنين فقدتها بتوقع ما تتعوض.
So I do miss my mother and my family. In particular, I would love my mother to be here with me and all the memories I've left behind.
What is something that you wish more people, the general mainstream community here in Utah, understood about your experience or about Syria in general?
ما بيختلف ابدا عن بقية شعوب العالم. شعب محب للسلام. محب لكل الناس ما عنده أي نزعات طائفية.
I want them to know that the Syrian people are just like everybody else. They're a good people that love peace and they love each other and they don't have any sectarian prejudice, so to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Nearby, an older man with a safari pith helmet says hello.
It's well known, and for good reason, Utah is a welcoming state. People are generally open to refugees. They're generally very supportive. And we have one of the best resettlement programs in the country, according to our federal partners. There are still ways that we can make it better, and we're working hard to do that. But Utah's a good place to be if you're a refugee. Yeah, I'm Gerald Brown. I'm the state refugee coordinator for Utah. But jobs are very important. It's good to be able to pay your rent. But it's equally important for refugees to make friends with people from the mainstream community. And that's why the welcoming community or the mainstream has such a critical role here. So unless the mainstream reaches out and, you know, accepts refugees and values them and makes friends with them, this whole great opportunity won't work so well. So it's really key.
What have you seen or observed that is the best way to help the general mainstream community connect with refugees?
Well, I think the easiest thing to do is to volunteer, and there are several ways to do that. One way is through the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office, Know Your Neighbor. You can also volunteer to help newly arrived refugees, with their resettlement agencies, Catholic Community Services, the International Rescue Committee. But once you sign up to volunteer, then you start learning things about refugees, you become educated, and you're connected in some way. So I think just applying to be a volunteer is the easiest way.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ross Chambliss.
The UPR original series Crossing Borders is a year-long storytelling project between UPR and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars, and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu. And to explore more of the Crossing Borders series, head over to upr.org.